Good afternoon. I think it's my first time that I can address a topic to all of you. And I know this was a time that we had the opportunity to share, to pray together, also to learn different things and to try to improve our brains and create a new pathways. It was a blessing to be here. And my topic this afternoon has to do with my training, because I'm a pastoral counselor. So I remember my time in Andrew's training pastoral counseling. So that's why I'm in my comfort zone this afternoon. I choose a topic that has to do what I do. So I'd like to pray, and I'd like to say that it's going to be a wonderful time together this afternoon, and I pray in my heart that we can leave this place in a different way. Heavenly Father, we are before you this afternoon just to say thank you and praise your name for the opportunity you gave to each one of us to be here and for the responsibility we have to serve you in so many ways. Lord, thank you for your call and thank you for enabling us to do when you see that we cannot do it. But we thank you because the way you see us is not the way we do. Thank you so much, and help us to grow, and help us to do wonderful things in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You don't understand are the words often, very often, when you say, you don't understand, are the words very often we heard by friends, by relatives, of a person suffering with depression. You know, I personally experienced this. And often they are right. You know, depression is a complex, very complex illness that cannot truly be understood except by those who experience. Do you agree with me? Yes. I remember with these words, you don't understand. I personally used this word 14 years ago when I personally faced depression in my life. Why? Because it is hard to understand how people feel. It's very hard when they are suffering from depression. To an outsider observer, it may appear that someone is acting very, very antisocial or immature. However, people that experience the clinical depression genuinely do not feel happy at times. And it is best to understand why they are going through rather than insisting to fix it or trying to help. So why have an understanding mind? This is my topic today. Why is so important to have an understanding mind? I understand the spirit. I understand the soul. Is so important in this process. Well, if ever there were a need for human hearts to be brought together through the gift of understanding, it is today. Isn't it? Today. Just think about it. When it was the last time, think about you. When it was the last time someone looked at your eyes, at your face and said, I understand you. It's not amazing? Just say, I understand you. I have learned something in life. That people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people never, never forget how you made them feel. It's important. This is the mark. But how do we go about effectively incorporating this gift of understanding in our busy lives and be able to really understand in a healing way, in a therapeutic way? In order to get a better grasp of what it really means to understand, and the word understanding, I took a look at the Bible. this is the best source of understanding, and the best source is to going deeper in the, if you need to know the word in its roots. And you know what I found? There are two meanings in Hebrew and in Greek. And this word, understanding, is used in both Old Testament and New Testament. In fact, the wisest man on earth, Solomon, if you go to the book of Proverbs, you're going to see the word understanding there. And it has been used for more than 50 times. Here are just a few meanings that I found in my study. In Hebrew, the word understand is used to mean what? Intelligent consideration. That's why the psalmist David frequently used the word understand to reflect discernment. A very important word today as we do ministry. Discernment to do what is right, what is not. Discernment to touch in a different way. Discernment to decisions. Discernment to do what is appropriate to the right time. In the New Testament, it's a little bit different. The word understanding in the Greek dictionary has several meanings. But you know, the most important word that I found is what in my old Bible in Hebrew. It's a historical translation. The word is what? Yada. Which is the word? Yada. It's a beautiful word. But yada, that means understanding, has a different and totally different meaning. Has to do to know by what? By seeing, observing, and what else? Caring and recognizing. Isn't that beautiful? When you talk about yada in the Hebrew Bible, comes a different dimension about understanding. Because it's not only understand with the heart and say, yes, I understand you. No, not at all. When you say in Hebrew, I yada you, you're saying, I really understand you because you care about. You not only observe the situation, but we recognize. Let's talk about today. Isn't it just people today who have lost the ability to understand? And you have lost the ability to understand. I think it's a process to learn again. And this is a challenge to understand one another. We are not only the generation to misconstrue information and behavior, but we have to stop sometimes to care, to listen in a healing way, to understand others' heart. But you know, human history is littered with the consequences of misunderstanding that went from a disagreement between friends to wars between nations. And we are facing this today. A lack of understanding, a lack of love, and a lack of caring in all of the world. Also, when Jesus, just remind with me, was on earth, he found a lack of understanding regarding this ministry and mission. Even Jesus, so he knows what it is to be misunderstood. He knows what it is, exactly the word yada in terms of ministry, in terms of body, mind, and soul. Because, you know something, because Jesus had a personal familiarity with being misunderstood, it is not surprising that in his ministry, in the way he taught, in the way he walked in this earth, he draw many individuals who faced the same problems, and he was an expert on that. It was his sensitivity, the way he related with people who were judged harshly for the strange behavior, or for the place of their birth, or for the things they said. They served to highlight his open-hearted response to misunderstood misfits. But you know, no wonder when I see Jesus, the master healer. His spirit of kindness was so effective in draw one woman, a broken woman, out of a pit of misunderstanding. And this afternoon, I'd like just to give a highlight about mind, body, and soul in terms of this woman. For if ever there be a person whose family, friends, and neighbors couldn't understand, it was Mary, Mary of Bethany. Someone always says, "How Mary? She's always wrong. How Mary? She's always doing something strange. Oh, Mary! How no? She's always doing something that is no according to the rules." Maybe this is why, from the first time we meet Mary, it's amazing. Just think with me. At her home to the last time we see her causing a commotion at a community party, there is no doubt that Mary was a girl looking for understanding. So, I don't know about you this afternoon. We have men, we have women here. But you know something? If you, like Mary, in your heart today, you have ever felt that no one in many situations understands you in different circumstances, but you have someone also in your life is to be understood, then let's talk a trip to Bethany, a town whose name means house of date and fix, a village located on the road to the Jericho and the road to Jerusalem. I was there last year for the first time with Nina. Nina is from Middle East and she works in the Israel mission. She lives in Jerusalem. And Heather Dawn and I, we went there. And for the first time in a beautiful day, I went to this place. And things, you know, just, I could sit there and imagine the whole thing about Mary. And it was so nice to reflect in her life. And this talk today has a different meaning for me. Because you could understand the real, real path that Jesus used to reach her heart. So on this particular day that I'm talking about now, Jesus wants just to have a relaxing time in her house. It was in this accept environment, surrounded by the disciples and one woman. There Jesus gave his first lesson about understanding individuals who are not doing right what we think they should be doing. I call this first event a spiritual understanding. Although this incident took about 2,000 years ago, Jesus' lessons is applicable today. In my life also, in my ministry. At the time of Jesus' ministry, we have to understand something to understand the whole picture here about spiritual understanding. Women were considered second-class citizens. And you know, if you go to the historians and see how the women were treated by that time, you see that women in every respect, as Josephus said, was worded less than men. Even today, as we travel, we see women face the same prejudice. We still have challenges in human rights, especially women. But with this historical setting here, it's easy to understand why Martha came so quickly and annoyed and became so annoyed when her sister chose to join the men and participate in Jesus' discussing group. Can you imagine? A discussing group. She just came. Women were supposed to the kitchen, cooking the food, cleaning the kitchen, and also doing something that nobody gonna see it. But Mary's behavior changed routine practice and tradition. However, Jesus informed everybody at the home that Mary's behavior was perfectly right to him. Isn't that amazing? In fact, he honored her by saying she had chosen well. And if no one else could understand her spiritual choice, he could. That's why he said, "Look, Martha, look at me and say, there is one thing worthy to be concerned about." And Mary got it. Mary discovered. Jesus made it crystal, clear crystal, that spending time with him was more important than following tradition. I like that. Spending time with Jesus is more important than following traditions. And I'm going to be got off a little bit how can I say, a little bit lime here. But I'm lime nourished by the words of Jesus, because I know we have brothers and sisters here doing ministry. So ladies, everywhere that answering the call of Jesus in any capacity, that you feel the call, where He has need your talents, your gifts, your skills, take priority over any ritual and tradition. And no matter how understood your behavior may be. You know something? Mary was not a woman fighting for her rights. She was fighting for her life, her spiritual life. This was a woman who wanted to walk to Jesus. And for Mary, that meant taking a path untraveled by others. So I'm so thankful this afternoon that Jesus could understood Mary. Yada, in a spiritual way. The next time we see Mary is in a different situation. Tragedy had struck her family, and her brother Lazarus had been taken ill. Even though a message was sent to Jesus to come quickly to Bethany, he chose to wait 2 days to arrive. And by the time he arrived, it was 4 days. And by the time he got mad, Bethany, Lazarus was dead. But now, when Martha, this is beautiful, when Martha heard what Jesus was coming, nor in their home, she ran out. I can imagine. Out of the house and met Jesus on the road. You know the story. And you know Martha's word. Oh Lord, if you were here, my brother, what? Had not died. So, now I have a question here, just to see the picture. And while this was happening, can you tell me, was where Mary? Martha was outside just saying, Jesus, why are you here just 4 days after? But then we see, where's Mary? And there's a story. Where? John tells us that Mary sat still. That's the word. Mary sat still in the house. And this brings us to the second understanding. What I consider emotional understanding. So, it was very interesting because this was a time of weeping, time of crying. And Martha was there just giving a lecture to Jesus about lateness. But Mary chose to be still in the house. I can just imagine people looking at her and wonder why she's doing this, acting in such an unusual manner. But you know something? It's not a weep and cry for Mary. At this point in time, Martha was told, just go and tell Mary that Jesus is here. Everything changes. And she was there secretly say, Martha, Mary, Jesus is here, and he wants to see you. Immediately, the Bible says that Mary left the house and ran to the arms, to the person she knew who would understand her. Even in her expression of pain, was not like everybody else. And here's the part that I love in this story. Although, particularly in my devotions, I had read this story before, but I missed the critical point here, until now. John in the Bible said, when Jesus, therefore, saw Mary weeping. This is amazing, how many details. When Jesus saw Mary weeping, he was deeply what? Moved in his spirit and troubled and asked, where did you lay him? And what is the next thing? Jesus wept. Very numb. But you know, if you go to the Greek translation, you see that the same word for the Greek translation, understanding and wept, says that Jesus sobbed aloud. So Jesus was moved by emotions. Jesus was moved by feelings. Deeply moved. Jesus was moved by compassion. You know, in this part here, I think we can relate because can define in some way the way we act sometimes as women. the way we are created for. And you know, our chemistry is different. But you know something? It was very spontaneous from Jesus. He gave away to weeping. And in William's translation, we see Jesus burst into tears. And his grief was spontaneous. The understanding master of Mary's life looked into her eyes and felt the pain his child was suffering. And he broken down and wept with her. What a comfort for us in this last day of this conference. What a comfort. What a comfort. Why? Because Mary's pain was his pain. Her grief was his grief. And he wept because he understood how she felt. Doesn't Jesus' response give you comfort? For me, every time I cry, I know someone is crying with me. Because he knows my tears. He knows my heart. He knows the troubles I face and the trials I have to be going through. For when the pain penetrates in us, in our depression times, in our challenges, he is hurting too. We have to know that. And those tears that are rolling down your face in your heart today are streaming down his face too. You know, several days later, Mary appears again. This is my last understanding here. But in a different situation, but this time, isn't a time of a quiet in her home or mourning, no, in her brother's grave. No. It was a time of celebration. It was a time of thank you, Jesus party. It was held 6 days before the Passover in Bethany. At the head of the table was Jesus and Lazarus, the superstars, because everybody would like to see them before, after the miracle. As usual, Martha was serving the supper. But as unusual, Mary, what? Isn't anywhere to be seen. It's amazing. Not long after the festivities began, an overpouring odor wafted to the living room. And a fragrance turned the heads. And then Mary appeared again. Here she is again, losing her long flowing hair and wiping Jesus' feet. You know, the girl poured the bottle out of Jesus' feet on the floor. What a waste! What a waste! And then he comes, understanding number three. And I call behavioral understanding. One of the first people to jump out. Why are you doing this, Mary? Was Judas Iscariot, who was quick to point out she's not doing something right. But you know, you have to give this to the poor. That's what you should be doing. But you know, now comes the beauty of Jesus' heart. And in my life, I got myself in so many situations like this one. Nobody understands you, but someone is looking at you. And he knows what's going on. As the embarrassed Mary hurried to leave the room. Are you there? Have you been there before? Jesus just, I can imagine, with his hand, he just interrupted the chaos with his words. Let her alone. It's so nice when someone understands you say, listen, let her alone. Give her time. Leave it. But Jesus did. You know, Mary may have been misunderstood at the beginning because she didn't behave like everybody else. Her time with Jesus, this is the thing. Her time with Jesus opened her eyes to spend time with him, to listen to him, to learn from him. You know what happened? It gave Mary the knowledge she needed to serve him, to be the first disciple and preach the gospel, and to be able to minister to other women. How do I know this? Mary's action tell the story. Mary's action tell the story. So, before I go to know Mary, I wonder, what need she had that Jesus could respond to? All the time I keep asking the same question. She wasn't sick. She wasn't destitute. She wasn't alone. She had a family, friends. I mean, she had a home. She was a lot like many people I know from the outside looking in. Mary's life seemed so charmed. But you know, my brothers and sisters, if you lift up the curtain on each act in Mary's life, we find a woman looking for understanding in a place to fit in. What I discovered is Mary's life was that sometimes her search led her into an explorer territory. This may have happened to you too. You may have found having times when you search for understanding, you have to wander into wilderness, your desert in life, not knowing where you are or what you should do. But like Mary, in the feet of Jesus, you find understanding. You thought was impossible. You find a friend who understands you spiritually, who understands you emotionally. And what's more, he understands your behavior even when no one else does. You know, in pastoral counseling, when people come to you, they come with these three misunderstandings. He needs to be understood in a spiritual way. He needs to be understood in an emotional way. And he needs or she needs to be understood in a behavioral way. It's amazing, but this is the two in the way we can help. Just being there and being yada for somebody. When I was recovering from my depression, that took away many months of my life, and took my ability to function properly. I remember one particular day, this was a painful day. I was in the park with my oldest son, Tiago, who is 25. I was trying to be posed, you know, because when you're sick and your child look at you, you try to be nice. But I remember that day I began to cry, not aloud, but just silent tears running down my face. My son was there, just looking at me. He came close and took my hands. And I was really, really crying. And he just looked at me and said, "Mom, I understand you." Just an 8 years old age boy. "Mom, I understand you. You can't cry." You know, in that moment, we didn't say one word. It was a moment of understanding when two hearts were beating one. I remember many times I had to say, "Tiago, please forgive me, sweetie. I don't want to act like that. My behavior is not good." Wow, what a relief when Tiago looked at me and said, "Mom, I understand you." It was just a touch of healing in my emotional time by that time. You know, I'm stating something right now. It's rare in our lives to have times when we grasp the content of another's heart. It's rare. But with Jesus, we know he always understands our heart because he's walking with us. And I would like to put in the words of the poet Emily Dixon here. "Unto a broken heart, no other one may go without the high prerogative itself had suffered too." How grateful I am this afternoon that we can have an understanding that we are waiting for and we can find in the presence of Jesus. You know something? In that day, when Jesus looked at Mary and just forgave her behavior, you know, Jesus understood and gave to Mary not only confidence for her life in the future or healing for her past, but something, he also gave her freedom to be just Mary. As the Apostle Paul says, that's my last verse this afternoon. Now, it's in the Message Bible. "Now that we know that we have Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a friend, that's glad I like it, who is out of touch of our reality. He has been through weakness and testing, experienced it all, So let's walk right up to Him and get what He's so ready to give. Accept the help. You know, this afternoon we are leaving this place and we'll go back to our field by Sunday. But I have an invitation to you. That let's be instruments of Yada. Instruments of understanding. Instruments of healing. And may the love of God brings health, holiness, understand, and hope for the people who need understanding in a behavioral way, in a spiritual way, in an emotional way. May God bless you as you touch someone who needs Yada today. Amen. Pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this special moment. And thank you because we can count on you. We have a high priest who understands our needs. We have someone that's not out of our reality. And wherever we go, we know that is someone who understands our deepest needs and our deepest desires. So Lord, thank you for being our friend, our master healer, and the one we can really, really run and embrace understanding. Thank you so much, Lord, for your touch. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.